we've found out that as of this current, there's been a lot of stuff going on in Israel's history, as we know. But as of this current time, welcome to the room. Israel is cast away. They've fallen. They've diminished, and now they're cast away for a while, anyway. So for now, salvation is only available by believing the gospel revealed to Paul by Christ. And we see that in Galatians 1, verses 11 and 12. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That gospel of salvation was committed to Paul to dispense. And we see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17 starts off, "For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel." Well, I hope that helps to make it clear as we go on through the next few verses. We're going to look at Romans 11, verse 18. And certain Gentiles that were prophesied in the Old Testament, they are grafted in to Israel already. And in verse 18, we see, "Boast not against the branches," the believing Israelites at that time, "boast not against them. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee." Back then, the Gentiles could only approach God through Israel, and the root bore them. So they're not... Paul was advising them not to complain, not to boast about, you know, God took out the unbelieving branches from Israel, from the olive tree, and graft me in. It sounds like a boast, but you know, it could. It doesn't have to be. It could be a fact, but it's not a fact. He goes on. I mean, that happened, but not for that reason. Look at verses 19 and 20, following that verse we just read. "Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in." Well, that's not the reason they were broken off. Well, he goes on in verse 20, "Well, because of unbelief they were broken off. And thou standest by faith." So there's the formula for being in the olive tree or not being in the olive tree. Because of unbelief, they were broken off. How'd they get in the first place? Well, these Gentiles stand by faith. The olive tree was representative of Israel, and the ones that were in the tree were believers. They believed. But the ones, it says, they found, the ones that believed, they found, they obtained that which they seeketh for. But the rest were blinded. The rest were blinded in verse 7. And that's what these unbelievers, because of unbelief, they were broken off. So that gives you some guidelines of who's in the olive tree, who's not in the olive tree, why are they in the olive tree, why were they removed from the olive tree, and why were others put into the olive tree, grafted in. Faith was part of the conditions that they were under, continuing to have faith. "Thou standest by faith," it reads. "Be not high-minded, but fear." 1 Peter 1, verses 5, 6, and 7, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Faith unto salvation, not faith that you are saved. They weren't yet saved. They were waiting for Christ to return to blot out their sins at his return. Acts 3:19. Let's go on in 1 Peter, the next verse. Well, I didn't finish that. Starting over with verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein... Excuse me a minute. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through the manifold temptations. Verse 7. That the trial of your faith... Let me get my eyes cleared here just a second. That the trial of your faith being more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire. And then he's talking about that the trial of your faith might be found unto praise and glory, praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's when they, when Christ returns to, well, to save them. They're trusting in him. They need to keep their faith or else be broken off. Look at chapter 4 in 1 Peter. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to tempt, to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Israelites... In Romans 11, verses 19 and 20, those Israelites, or the branches, that were broken off, and later it says they were blinded. They were blinded. They're the ones, the rest were blinded in Romans 11, 7. Those Israelites, like those throughout history, they did not believe God. They kept going after... From the time they came out of Egypt, and... At Mount Sinai, they were making idols, the golden calf, and following idols. They even had idols in their synagogues. God was calling them to repent from their apostasy, to change their mind about not believing God and believe that Jesus was the Christ, and that he was their Messiah when he was walking on earth, in the world here with us. As they went along, King David pronounced this on them way back over 1,000 years before Christ, as we read earlier. Look in chapter 69 of Psalms, and we'll start with verse 22. Psalm 69, 22. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Verse 23, their eyes, let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. After centuries of abusing their relationship with God, God, his covenant with them, they broke it. And going gleefully into idolatry, into iniquity and apostasy, they would no longer be able to respond to God after all that. And after Moses, after David, after a quarter of a century after Hosea prophesied Israel's blinding, then Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 6, verses 9 and 10, and he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, and but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, make their ears heavy, shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then Jesus Christ said, He said it in different words, but he said it in his earthly ministry. When he walked the earth, he warned them that they were going to be blinded. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes. This is Matthew 13, verse 15. And hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. So the diminishing that they were told about had been continuing for a long time. It wasn't just starting. It had been told them that they would be blinded if they continued in their iniquity and apostasy. And then Paul, later, after Christ had gone back to heaven, Paul finalizes it at the end of Acts. And that was the end of Israel, until they confessed their sins, trusting that God would, that God is faithful and just to forgive them their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness, as promised to Israel in 1 John 1:9, as well as many other places in the Old Testament. It's promised that if they turn their heart to the Lord, He will save them. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 30, 2 Chronicles 7. Until then, Israel remains stumbled, fallen backward, broken, snared, taken, cut off, and blinded. They're no longer God's people. They're lo am I. So you can see with all those warnings, the Lord was long-suffering, and the long-suffering of the Lord leads to the salvation of those that take advantage of it by trusting the gospel. Romans 11:21, and let's look at this verse. We're reading, let me get it in front of us here, hold on just a second. Chapter 11, verse 21. And just as you read these, a lot of the questions about the olive tree, as you read through these verses, especially from 17 through 23, tells you a lot about it there. So, where'd it go? There it is. Okay. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. And seeing the sameness of the olive tree and Israel, that they're the same, consider what he's saying here. For if God spared not the natural branches, those naturally born of Jacob, descended from Jacob, if God spared not the Jews in Israel, take heed lest he also spare not thee, you Gentiles that were proselyted into the olive tree, grafted into the olive tree. So we see a feature about those that had been grafted in here. It's a feature that's unlike anything ever taught by Paul in his teachings regarding the body of Christ. And that's another proof that they had not been grafted into the body of Christ. If you need another proof, the Bible already says they're not. It says they've been grafted into the green olive tree, which is in Jeremiah 11 says the green olive tree is Israel. That's not us. Let's read the verse. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. So that's the ones that didn't take heed are the branches that were broken off. Those Gentiles back then were grafted into Israel, and they could be removed from Israel, just like the unbelieving Israelites had been the branches that were removed. They could actually fail to be saved in the end. unlike us in the body of Christ, Israel's conditions were partly under their control. It depended on their works of obedience and their faith. So we see they had to endure to the end to be saved, as it says in Matthew 24:13. It wasn't kept a secret. It had been told them. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Well, that was for them. That was for Israel. It's not talking to you and me when it says we have to endure to he that shall endure to the end. And see how different that is, though, from everything Paul teaches. Christ never had Paul teach us that we have to endure to the end to be saved. Paul teaches in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Amen. Paul teaches in the next verse. We'll get to verse 8 in a few minutes, I think. But it doesn't say by grace you will be saved. It says by grace you are saved. Many of us know that, and we rest in that fact that we're already saved by believing that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. We rest in that because God said it in His Word, the Bible. We study the Bible as everybody needs to. We're saved right now. As soon as we believe the gospel of salvation, we are saved. So saved means saved from God's wrath, the wrath of God. If someone ever ends up in the wrath of God, then they were never saved. Because if God says you're saved, then you're saved. And here he says it again in Ephesians 2:8, like we said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Notice what it said. It said, by grace are you saved. It's not a question. It's a word order because of the age of the translation. But for by grace are you saved, and it doesn't say for by grace will you be saved. So we go on now to Romans 11:22 and see what this has for us. It talks about the severity of God. Think about severity. What does the word mean? Look at the first five letters of severity. Somebody can type that in. Romans 11:22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, the fall of Israel is those branches being cut off. Severity. That's severe, isn't it? Somebody type in the first five letters of severity. It says, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them that fell, severity. But on thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou shalt be cut off. Thou also shalt be cut off. You see it again. He didn't have a slip of the tongue there. That's it, Andy. Thank you. That's sever. And the severity of God, there's a sever that, they're cut off. Those branches are broken off. So it's going back and forth talking about Israel and talking about the olive tree. That shows that the olive tree in Scripture is Israel. And the smaller parts that it's made up of are the parts that make up Israel. The people descended from Jacob. The Israelites and Jews. It says, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity. And he's talking about his treatment of Israel. The way Israel related to God and the way God related to Israel. But toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Do you see that condition? if for those in Israel and even those grafted into Israel, that there was that condition there, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou shalt be cut off. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. So, what are they cut off from? Cut off from what? Cut off from what they were in, right? They were in the green olive tree, Israel. They would be cut off from Israel. They would be cut off from Israel's future salvation into the land. They were not being saved into the body of Christ. Instead, they were enduring to the end in order to, in the end, be saved as part of Israel into the land. So I'm going to stop there.